started it. I just started it. Zevi said he can't make it, so I'm gonna send it to him right after.
Okay, we were getting into yeshiva. Last week we talked about what it means to be in yeshiva. It's not easy to be in yeshiva. It requires a lot of sitting. Pshuto kimashmo, that's the way we are in yeshiva, is by sitting. If somebody wants to learn Torah, they can learn Torah wherever they want, but they're not going to grow like in yeshiva where we sit there. We sit in the Beis Medrash and we become Torahdik. Our hashkafas become Torahdik. Our minds become like Lamdanim. We understand things differently. That happens from sitting in yeshiva. And the people who are in and out, who are not Yoshvei Beis Medrash, but they're dabbling. They're here a little bit, they're there a little bit. So they're going to have a very good year. It's kind of like a religious birthright tour. It'll be geschmack. It'll be a religious birthright tour, but it won't be yeshiva. Yeshiva is sitting like we were medayek from the Rambam. The Rambam writes that you should be misdabek litzadikim. You should gravitate towards tzadikim. V'leishev etzel chachamim. And sit with wise people. The Rambam writes this in Perek Vav of Hilchos Deis. Why does he write that we should connect with tzadikim, but sit with chachamim? Tzadikim, you should have his neighbors and his friends. You're nistabik with them. But not all tzadikim have what to offer you, necessarily. They're just a good environment. They're good people to be with. But when you find a chacham, when you find someone who's wise, you have to sit with them. And you become a chacham. It's not by chance. The Chassid Yavit says that's why all talmidei chachamim are called a talmid chacham. It's a big insult. You ever think about that? I want to be a chacham. The Sfardim actually call their rabbeim chacham. Chacham. That's the way you should call them. Not a Talmud chacham, a student of chachma. A chacham. But it doesn't work like that. Every Talmud chacham was a Talmud of a chacham. And that's why he's who he is. It's because he learned by somebody. He invested in something. And that's what we've been discussing as yeshiva. We have to do this first. Before anything, get in this zone of understanding why we're here. And if we don't do that, then it's chaval, because then people say, hey, you never told me about this, and then it comes Purim, and they're totally drunk, and they're crying, like, I wish I would have known that I was in yeshiva, Rebbe, hug me, right? So now I can tell you, I'm telling you early. It's a place of sitting, and that's how we grow over here. But there's more. If we just sit here, we're going to just bug out. Just get me out of here. You can't just sit here. We have to become connected with what we're doing. We have to be connected. So I'd like to talk about a little bit this idea of connecting. The Chafetz Chaim says something that is a blow away. It was worth it to come to Eretz Yisrael, even though you could get this Chafetz Chaim in America, but I don't know who would have told you. It's worth it to come to Eretz Yisrael. You all can leave right after that. It's Chafetz Chaim. To hear this Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim says the following. The Gemara says, in Erevin Nun Dalet, Amrle Shmuel and Reb Yehuda, Shinana, Chatoi v'achol, Chatoi v'shti. Grab and eat. Grab and drink. Da alma dazlina minei ki hilula damya. Because this world is like a chasana. The chasana has a shmorg. You got to get, right? They have those. You find a meatballs, you gotta get them before they run out of the meatballs. The Franks and Blankets, sushi station, you gotta grab them before you lose them because they don't always have enough supply. Right? Drinking, you have to get a Shirley Temple, you have to make sure you get whatever you need. So what is it over here? Says the Chafetz Chaim, something blow away. Says, why is this world compared to a chasna? He says it's not just because in a chasana there are things you want to grab. He says it's going on your chasana. Your chasana. Your chasana. He says, yes, every person picks who they're going to marry. And this world is a place where you decide who you want to connect with. Everyone has a need to connect. We all have emotions. We all have desires. We all want to be connected to something. There's nobody who doesn't want to connect. Says the Chafetz Chaim, that's the wedding. It's your wedding. You want to connect to something. Who are you marrying? Says the Chafetz Chaim, it depends on you. It depends on you. He says a person can connect with the Torah, can connect with Borei Olam, but he says there's going to be other kalas. They're going to try to grab you. All different types of kalas. It's a, marry me! Imagine at your own chasna there's a fight between kalas. I mean, this has never happened. Like, four girls saying they want to marry. You're like, whoa! That means four mother-in-laws to deal with, right? You have to pick which mother-in-law you can deal with. Right? But says the Chafetz Chaim, this is an oilam of your chasna, and you must connect to something. And anyone who says they can't connect, if they're like one of those people who really is flat, like, just that everything's blah. How are you? Fine. What did you do today? Nothing. Right? I never like to speak to those guys. If those guys were in yeshiva, I would retire today. There's nothing. What do you do with these guys? They're the worst people to have at a suda. The worst is when you invite just them. You're like sitting there with your family and you're like, how you doing? Fine. So where are you from? A place. Get me out of here. Like, why do I deserve to suffer like this? But everybody likes to connect to something. The question is what? Some people connect to friends. Everything's about the boys. Everything's the boys. Right? They come to yeshiva, the boys, the boys, the boys. Right? They try to figure out where they're going to be, who they're going to be, how funny they're going to be, and, you know, who appreciates their jokes, and where they're going to chill, what they're going to do. And they spend the entire year, it's all about the boys. That's what they connect with. Now, we need the boys. Right? We love the boys. But there are some people that they're marrying the boys, right? That has a lot of connotations today. But their chasm is the boys! Everything they do is to fit in. Everywhere they go, that they didn't want to go, but these guys go, okay, airhead, why are you going? The boys! The boys! He's connected. His decision-making process is because that's what he wants to connect with. And there are people who are connected with freedom. Finally, they're out of their house, away from their parents. They're in Yerushalayim, which it is the holiest city in the world, but it's a party city. It's a city of options. It's much more free than the land of the free, than America, Yerushalayim. It's gewaltig, and everyone's Jewish over here too. You're not scared. There's nothing scary wherever you go. Everybody's Jewish, right? If that's where a person's connecting, then that's their connection. Then the Gemara is going to be something they do on the side, and then the boys, or freedom, whatever the case may be. And this year, I don't even think they have yeshiva sports leagues, do they? They do?
Yeah.
They're good. These things are good outlets. Outlets. What's the definition of an outlet? Something that's outlets, not inlets. Inlets are where they become in front of the Gemara. An outlet is to get off, get your aggression out. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. So that you can be here for what you want to connect with. That's called an outlet. But sometimes we decide to connect to the wrong things. And then we think, I can't get into learning. That's ridiculous. You never connected to learning. You never tried. Right? When you go on shidduch dates, it doesn't always go the first date. You have to go on another date. And another day, right? First, you're sitting there in a hotel lobby sipping a Coke. You're like, I hate this girl. No, you don't. You just hate sitting there sipping a Coke. But give her a chance. Invest in this girl. Says the Chafetz Chaim, this is a world where we have to invest in the Torah. So we're here. We're here in yeshiva. And we're going to learn how to invest a little bit. And I want to tell you a chiddush. I'd like to tell you a little bit of a chiddush. The Gemara in Soita on Daf Lamed Hey. The Gemara in Soita on Daf Lamed Hey says that David HaMelech got into trouble. Why did he get into trouble? He said, Zmirais Hayuli Chukecha. Hashem, your Torah is like songs. Your Torah is like songs. Very nice. Okay, sounds good. No! Hashem says, you're calling my Torah songs? Which song exactly is Torah? Right? What song? You're making the Torah cheap. And David got punished. And the Gemara says that he forgot basic halachas. If you're going to make Torah into just a song, it's not a song. Can I ask you a question? I have a very basic question on this Gemara. Very basic. If I was an editor, right, and someone asked me to edit Tehillim, when I would get to Kapitel Kuf Yud Tes, okay, it says over there something very embarrassing for David HaMelech. It says, Zmiros Hayuli Chukecha. That means every Baba at the Kosel, everybody who's screaming out Tehillim, is saying a Pasuk that Hashem got offended by. The Pasuk says that the Torah is like a song. And David got punished for that. And it's still in the text. What's going on over here? What's happening? And the answer is there's something very deep happening over here. And this is really tzaddikim. You know, when they say something, it looks like they did something wrong. That was Lefi Madrigasim. But they really, on a deeper level, were teaching us what it's all about. And I would like to explain why we say this pasuk, Zmiros Hayuli Chukecha, why Torah should be a song for us. A lot of people, the only emotional connection they have to Yiddishkeit is a kumzitz. Right? You fall down, you get back up. Beautiful, right? It's so inspiring. And they're waiting for that kumzitz to feel something. Feel connected. Feel emotionally attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's all beautiful. And don't think that I'm against the kumzitz. I love kumzitzes. I love getting into it. I actually love getting into a song. Now, today, as soon as you start one song, you go to the next one. It's not supposed to be like, you know, like a DJ going from... You have to start one song and go in slow. And then again, and then again, and then again. Singing requires a certain avodah if you're going to do it. Okay, well, something to work on. Not all these, like, you know, and then the guy who decides to do it again, the song, right? He goes for the low part. He's like, and then the whole yeshiva's like, where are you? We're in the next song. I'm like, right? That's not how we sing. We sing. We get into it, right? But David HaMelech is saying something incredible. You're making a terrible mistake. You're in yeshiva. You're not... We love Hasidim and we love Hasidish tishes and we love singing. But you want to have an attachment with Hashem? Zmirois hayu lichu kecha. Sing the Torah. And not only that, the Malbim says something incredible. The Malbim says, what's the word chukecha? The word chukecha is usually a chok, is something that's hard to find the reason. We don't know the reason for it. David said, says the Malbim, I even sing those sugyas. The sugyas that are hard to understand. The sugyas I don't even know where I am. I sing it. Zmirois hayu lichu kecha. He's teaching us that we can get connected. We could sing the sugya. Pshuto kamashmo. Person ever try that? Try it. People tried singing ever late at night. Right? When the Beis Medrash is quieter. Don't worry, the boys won't make fun of you. They will. Ooh, look who's singing Amar Abaye. Ooh, learned it from Rabbi Stark Schmooze. Wow, let's get an Amar Rava, right? Okay, but once the boys are gone, to try to sing it, to try to connect with it. Zmirais hayulichu kecha. That we've never done. And then we say, I can't experience learning. Then you're the guy. Why do you come to yeshiva? So that I can teach my children Torah. Because when they come to me, I want to teach them. You're such a loser. That's why you want to learn Torah, so you're not embarrassed at the Shabbos table. What about you? I don't want to connect to Torah. I just want to be able to have children that I can teach Torah to. Right? Well, I want to learn how to learn. Right? Learn! Connect! Be Zmirais Hayulichu Kecha. It's an investment. It's a decision to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I want to say something that's you can't throw tomatoes at me because there's a barrier. But Mayor, you could. But I want to talk about something that I'm off my rocker for talking about. What am I talking about over here? I want to talk about a sugya that I never talked about in yeshiva. But you know what? I'm feeling this a little bit. I have to go to room 2 and I'm in a cage over there and I come out of here when you guys are gone. So I want to talk a little bit about a sugya I never talked about in yeshiva. Mesiras nefesh. Mesiras nefesh. Well, what are we living in Europe, right? When there were outhouses, right? And they didn't have central air conditioned. Stark, you lost your mind. You speak about mesiras nefesh? Yes, but I would like to explain to you what mesiras nefesh really means. Bear with me for a second. I want to tell you we totally misunderstood. What does it mean, mesiras nefesh? Let's try to understand from a Gemara. Let's look at a Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachas, on Daf Chaf Alf, to Gemara in Daf Chaf, the Gemara says, Amar Le Rav Papa La Abaye, Maishna Rishonim Diyisrachish Le Nisa. Why is it that the original Dairis, they were able to create Moifsim, right? Rebishim Moifsim. Whenever they would do anything, they would change the natural world. Umaishna Anon, we, Delomis Rachish Le Nisa, we don't have any miracles. Imishum Tenuyi. If it's because of learning, Bishneder of Yehuda, Kuli Tenuyi Ben Ezekin, they were only involved in Ezek and Vanakam Aziz and Shisa Sidre. We're holding in all of Shas. Better. So it can't be learning. And the Gemara says, Gabi Mati Rebuta Uksin, a difficult sugya. It was so easy to them, like Rav and Shmuel's Torah. So what's the difference between the Dairis? So the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda would just take off his shoe and rain would come down. Boom! He would start a tinus. Boom! Rain, it wasn't raining for months on end. All of a sudden he starts his tinus. But we can't do that. We don't know how to turn on the faucet. Why are they able to do so many miracles? The Gemara says a very strange answer. Very strange. It says here that the Gemara says they were Moser Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem. Okay. What is that? To die? Al pi Kiddush Hashem? Shema Yisrael! Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad! Right? The Inquisitions? All of the pogroms? Is that what it's talking about? The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says something else. The Gemara says, what did they do in that door? Rav Ada Bar Ahava saw a kusis. He thought she was Jewish. She was wearing something not sneistic, like a certain type of scarf or something that was inappropriate for a Bas Yisrael. He didn't know she was a shiksa. And he ripped it to make a stand that Jewish girls shouldn't dress that way. Right? And then he found out she wasn't Jewish and he owed her a lot of money. Right? What is going on in this Gemara? The Gemara is talking about a concept that I've heard about, maybe you've heard about, called Mesiras Nefesh. And it mentions a story about Rav Ada Bar Ahava, who thinks a woman is Jewish, sees her now wearing something tzinua, and gets totally embarrassed and ends up having to pay a lot of money for ripping something from somebody, you know, named Stacy or Barbara or Bubbles or whatever her name may be. No shaychus to Yiddishkeit. What in the world is this Gemara talking about? You know what the Gemara, I think, is talking about? The Gemara is explaining what Mesiras Nefesh is. You know what Mesiras Nefesh is? The words mean to give of yourself. Rav Ada Bar Ahava was in a zone in his Yiddishkeit. So much so, by the way, that he made a mistake. He lost himself. He got so excited. Tznias! And he went. And he ended up making a mistake. Sometimes, by the way, the best guys make those types of mistakes. Because he was so in the zone. He was being meister his nefesh for what he was doing. He was into it. He was part of it. That's really what it means to be meister nefesh. It means to be emotionally invested. And people who think that pain is mesiras nefesh, it's not. Even if it's hard, this man is not the easiest man. If someone wants to be in pain, they're not a moser nefesh. They're a crazy person. You don't put yourself through pain. Someone who's moser nefesh is someone who loves what he's doing so much that he doesn't even feel pain. He wants to do it. Do you know there are people who go and they become doctors? You know what they have to do? They have to do pre-med, okay? then they have to do medical school, then they have to do residency, which is basically become a slave to a doctor who's like, fall on the floor! I'm like, okay, right? Get up again! Right? Brush my teeth! Pick my nose! They do this all in the residency, they put themselves through everything. Why? Why are they willing to go through so much pain? Do you know why? Because they really want to be a doctor. They really want to be a doctor. And the pain just falls by the wayside. That's what Mesiras Nefesh is. And when someone's a Meiser Nefesh, when someone invests in what they're doing, then Nisim happen. Miracles happen. They end up opening their minds in a way they could never have thought. Life ends up bringing new opportunities. Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro once had a Talmud, and this Talmud was on a shidduch tape. And he said, Rebbe, I found the girl, right? He was a very serious bacher. He said, this girl, she told me on the date that she's willing to eat bread and water. She's willing to sleep on the street. She's willing to never go on vacation. Rebbe, and she's willing to do it, why? Torah. I found my girl. He's a serious guy. This is what got him excited, right? You know what Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro told him? He said, be mevatel the shidduch, do not go out on another date. Whoa, such a nice girl. Maybe he thought he was psychic. What's pshat? He said, anyone who talks about pain doesn't know what Torah is about. If she's willing to, she's saying, I'm willing to go in a furnace of fire and ow! She's a crazy girl. Somebody who knows what Torah is and they want a husband who's a Talmud Chacham enjoys life. No matter what's difficult, no matter the inconveniences, they don't feel the burn because they're so in the zone from what they're doing. They want to be part of it. Our Rosh Yeshiva Shlita, Rabbi Center, he does not get sleep. It's official. I've been watching him for many years. I don't think he gets sleep. I guarantee you he doesn't think about that. People who don't get sleep like him are just so focused on what they're doing that they don't care. It's nothing to do with them. Like me, I'm like, ooh, oh no, it's going to be 6 hours, oh, 5 hours, ooh, very, you know, pillow. No! He's too excited about what he's doing. Somebody asked the Rosh Yeshiva of Esha Torah, Rav Weinberg Zatzal, he said, how do you explain to a Baal Tshuva, the Vilna Gaon, that he slept 2 hours a night? How do you explain it to him? You know what he said? You explain to him that he didn't try to do that, he just loved Torah. He just loved what he was doing. And a lot of people, when they love what they're doing, they don't sleep. I'm always trying to get my kids to sleep. They're not the Vilna Gaon, trust me. Like, go to sleep. Like, no, what are you doing? We're having a chill. It's good, right? When you like what you're doing, there's no pain. There's no pain. You can sit and invest and be part of it. And really, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says the same story. But instead of saying, Mesiras Nefesh, you know what it says? That the generation of Ravana Bar Abba, Rachmana Libabai, the famous statement, Hashem wants our hearts. Well, in Brachos it says they were Moser Nefesh. In Sanhedrin it has the same exact Gemara, but it says Hashem wants our hearts. The answer is obvious, not a stira. That's called your heart. When you just want to get into it. You're focused, you're willing to go through pre-med, you're willing to go through medical school. You know, they have something in pre-med called organic chemistry. You know what this is? It causes people to jump off the roof. It has nothing to do with being a doctor. It's just to weed out all the people who are not dedicated enough. They don't have enough room in medical schools. So they make them do organic chemistry until the guy jumps, and then they have room for another person. Why would somebody do that to themselves? Because they want to become something. They're invested. And believe me, they'll enjoy it when they do that, if they get into that zone. I'll tell you a chiddush, a huge chiddush. I'm challenging everyone in the room. I don't mind if you call out, it'll make it more exciting. Okay? So get ready, you can embarrass me in public. Whoever's been waiting for this opportunity to embarrass me in public, now's your big chance. Okay? When the Torah discusses the greatness of people and their wisdom, the Torah, in Kimat, no places, says anything about their heads. Whenever the Torah praises someone as being very wise, it calls them a chacham lev. It says something about their hearts. Okay, you can check me out, Bezalel, and go through Tehillim, and any kasha, anything you think you're going to shlug me out, I'm ready. With a way that you're not reading it properly. Okay? But what's pshat? I asked the great Mekubal, Rav Yaakov Hillel, this kasha. Why does the Torah always talk about the heart? You know what the answer is? Brains, I'm telling you, the real deep answer of this question. Brains don't get you anywhere. They only can start you. But someone who's not on fire, someone who hasn't hit him, all the things in his brain don't reach his heart. Nothing becomes of such people. They're just big skulls. They're not in it. The Torah only appreciates people that the brain went into the heart, that they're invested, that they're part of it. Rachmana liba boy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our lev. And the Mechubalim teach us, the Arizal says, when you do a mitzvah, let's say you put a little bit of more heart, you build malachim. Every time you do a mitzvah, you build malachim. You put a little bit more heart, the malach gets healthier and bigger and stronger. And all these malachim are part of your life. And if you do something flat, it's good. You were yotzi the mitzvah, but the malach is shvach. He's walking with a cane. He's an alter yid. But when a person puts a geshmak in what he's doing, when he learns a taisvus in shir, that taisvus turns into a malach. It's a malach, mamish. A malach that protects him, a malach that he created. It's alive! He did this! And this is the key to success in yeshiva, my friends. Yeshiva is not a place just to sit. Yeshiva is a place to commit. To say, I want to become something. I don't want to just get to the point where I won't be embarrassed for my children. That if they ask me a question, I'll turn red and that's terrible. Come on. Life is much more, we don't come to this world for 120 years not to be embarrassed by our child. That's a very sad existence. Person could become something, could really understand things, could understand people, could understand life, could understand all these things through Torah. He could really become bigger. He could become a Baal Midas. He could become a model father, a model husband. He could become all this through Torah. But he has to not only sit, he has to invest. So how do you invest? I'd like to talk about how to invest. Sounds like a very nice drush here. Oh, it's so inspiring. Invest. What are you talking about? You just gave me an example of a Rav who ripped a garment off of a shiksa. What exactly does it do with yeshiva? You want me to rip the shirt off my chavrusa in the middle of Seder? No, I'm not telling you to do that. I'll tell you what we do. How do you invest in something? How do you know you care about it? I'll give you an example. You go to shir, right? This is going to be a huge chiddush, okay? Shir in the morning, okay? How about going over the shir at night? Whoa, Rabbi, that's intense. Chazara sashir. Yeah, actually, do you know that in any academic society, any school of any sort, you go to class to hear the material for the first time, and everybody, even the most grub guy who's invested in his education, reviews the material. That's what they do. Do you know why? Because they spend a lot of money to be in this college. They have to pass the courses. And if some end up surfing their way through college, but they don't get the diploma. They don't get the degree. But the people who come there and are honest and don't pay people to take their tests, like a lot of people, I'll just pay someone to sit in front. I love that, right? So many people today are walking around with educations that they don't even know how to spell their name. It's like unbelievable. They're just shelling out money so that other people can create a life for them. That's not, obviously, that makes a person feel like a zero. That makes a person feel like they've done nothing in life. Imagine standing at the graduation at that place. Everyone's taking a picture with you like, why am I here? Like, I don't know how to spell my name, right? But when somebody knows they're somewhere, they review the material. If a person goes to shir and doesn't chazer shir, he gets a lot of schar and olam haba for learning Torah. But he's completely not invested in shir. completely not invested. If a person goes through the Bikiyas of the Gemara and doesn't review the Gemara, he got a lot of Olam Haba, but he has no shaychus to yeshiva. And there's no reason he should really enjoy this, because he just got oriented. He went on one date with the Torah. Only one date. Let it at least make it to date 4. To get to know each other. Why should somebody enjoy this? It's nothing to do with them. The rabbi was babbling. I'm happy I understood him. I forgot everything he said. I don't have a relationship with my Torah. Taking notes. Whoa, taking notes. Taking notes. What level of notes? Not notes that are so impressive, which is very hard, that you could read them 2 weeks later. That's a very high madrig of note-taking. But notes that could remind you at night what you did in shir. At least that. It's just being invested. And then people say, I don't enjoy learning. You never learned! You have 1,000 hours of Olam Haba for sitting in shir and hearing your Rebbe babble, but you never had a chance to get a relationship with this Kala! With this Kala! Like the Chafetz Chaim says. What about staying a little bit after sometimes to ask your Rebbe a question that separates the men from the boys? People are just like, right? Or 5 minutes before, they're just like, when is this going to be over? Imagine caring enough to ask your Rebbe a kasha afterwards. Imagine caring enough to yell at your chavrusa and then get someone to referee, maybe the meshiv or your Rebbe, to figure out who's right. Like, yeah, I'm right! Care! Like it's a football game, at least. At least to treat the Torah like a football game. But when a person is not this invested, my friends, they're not going to have a relationship with Torah. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. There are 3 types of first-year guys, boys. First-year guys. Whoa, like where'd that come from? Like I'm giving a seminar on first-year guys, right? There are the first-year guys who, what do they do? They're focused on why they came here. And like, they know, they came on a mission. They're here to do something. Right? That's the first group. Then there's the second group who come here and then they're going to realize Purim time when they're drunk that they weren't invested. And they're going to cry about it. It's going to be beautiful, Rebbe, I love you, Rebbe! The boys! I didn't want to go! I just wanted to have friends in this place! Right? Every time. But they get their act together, and then they're the boys who, the second year, they're still going to town. That's like my comedy. Like, no. I always feel bad for those guys, especially when they come to the shavuos. But they never come, so don't worry. Now, I'm not dealing with the third group. The people I feel bad for is the second group. Why? Because they feel bad. They really wanted to invest, but they got confused to invest in the boys, invest in the freedom, and they really wanted to invest in yeshiva. And the first day, I love them. They've got their pen and their writing. Like, wow, I'm like with the Rashiva. I'm like, he's going to be the Gadol Ador. No, he's going to be the Gadol Ador. And then the second day, like, where are they? I'm like, oh, Rebbe, wow. Oh, it's out pretty late, man. Sorry. What's a pen? Pen? Yeah, pen. Right? What happened to this guy? He lost focus. Torah is geschmack. Avodas Hashem is geschmack. We have to get it. We have to invest in it. Tamu ure'u ki toiv Hashem. Taste and see that Hashem is good. What does that mean? Taste and see? Usually you taste with your palate. No! This is like a taste test. Taste and see. Really taste Torah. Sip it. Chew it. Enjoy. Sit down to the meal. You will see that it's good. That it's good. It's good for outlets. Most of the things, the majority of things that are outlets are healthy and good. But when they become inlets, it's chaval. Let's get in the zone, Bezus Hashem. This should be an amazing zman. We're going to work. I'm going to try to work over this man on our relationship with Hashem and our relationship with people. It's going to be an exciting type of zman to like work on our hearts. That's what we're going to be working on this man. We're going to be working on connecting to people, connecting to Hashem. Mishav Siyata Deshmaya.